Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Welcome to Word Games. I'm Steven.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is a podcast where we play Word Games.
You may be wondering why we sounded like that. It's because on this edition of Word Games, we are going to be playing the game Speak Out, which is where you have these, what do you even call these things? Like they're like the dentist when they need to prop your mouth open.
Yeah, they're like cheek expanders or something. You like,
yeah, they keep
put them in your cheeks and it.
They keep your mouth open, so you can't bring your lips together, and it makes it extremely difficult to talk. And the object of the game is to the person with the thing in their mouth has to try to say a phrase clearly enough that the other person can guess what you're saying. And the timer's going, and you have to try to get through as many phrases as you can before the time runs out. So with the timer going, we will try to get through as many phrases as we can, and whoever can get the other person to guess the most phrases will win. I'm going to go first with the thing in my mouth. So I'm putting it in now.
I'll flip over the timer once you're ready. Let me know.
Okay. The millionaire's shortbread tastes magical.
The millionaire's certainly taste magical.
The millionaire's shortbread tastes magical.
The millionaire's shortbread tastes magical.
Yep. The drill factor is a problem. The drill factor is a problem.
The drool factor is a problem.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Earl's howl at the wind.
Wolves howl at the wind.
Yeah. I want to go home to my hamster.
I want to go home to my hamster. Your mouth didn't move at all for that.
Diddly squat hina halindo.
Diddly squat hina halindo?
Diddly squat hina halindo.
Diddly squat flying out the window.
Diddly squat pineapple window.
Diddly squat pineapple window.
Yes.
Oh, the timer was done.
It count. I was watching the timer.
Oh, cool. It.
So that was okay.
Did you get
so
through all of them?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you guessed 5 of them.
Can I have another card?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Just in case, because I only have 4. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now I will put the thing in my mouth and we will we'll get started.
All right. Oh. Tell me when you're ready.
I hate this. Oh, the drill factor is a problem. Oh, gosh. Okay. I am ready.
Go.
Oh, God. Born with the elves.
Born with the elves?
No, of course. Born with the elves.
Born with the elves? Was it elves, right?
Dells.
Born with the Dells?
Dells.
Dells.
I heard it. With the... Okay, half.
Okay. Half on
that. Pirates live on the prairie.
Pirates live on the prairie.
Uh-huh. Squeegee Nonsense Academy.
Squeegee Nonsense Academy?
Yep. Whale watching on my worst day.
Whale watching on my worst day? Oh, whale watching on my birthday.
Uh-huh. My birthday.
Birthday.
Let us here. I am here.
Let us see it. I'm here.
Never fear.
Never fear. I'm here.
Iron here.
Never fear. Iron here?
Uh-huh.
All right, you're running out of time. We'll count that one.
Oh, no. I didn't get this many.
So how many was that?
Did you count them front or back or the card in total? Like, did you count it like one, two?
Each phrase, not each card.
Oh, each phrase. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, we tied.
I want to tell you what the first one was. You thought it was elves.
Okay. It
was born with the bells. Man, those B sounds are hard.
Yeah, I can see. Because you need that it's your lips have to meet together.
This is a funny game, but it is a painful game.
I think that's because we both have gingivitis. Oh, digs into our gums.
But I don't.
I do. It's getting a little too personal on the Word Games podcast.
I guess so.
Supposed to be between me and my dentist.
Yeah, it definitely is a little bit uncomfortable, but
all right.
Anyway,
well, that was fun. You know, once again, let us know if you think that was funny and something that we should do again. Probably the easiest way to do so is once you start putting these up on YouTube, search Word Games for on YouTube, and then, you know, leave a comment in the comment section. And yeah, we'll see you next episode. We'll see what kind of word games we can cook up in the future.
Bye.